Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, Fran, and welcome back to the Save the Sam podcast. Long time no hear, no speak, no see, all of those fun things. I'm so sorry for my long extended absence, but me and my family have been trying to get settled in a new state, enjoying our lovely Ohio. And I just thought there was no time like the present to come back and have a great conversation with you ladies about what we're going through right now in our country, the quarantine because of the virus going around. And so I thought that this was a perfect time for us mamas to kind of get together and talk about some serious emotions that we feel in times of stress and trauma and just when we have something new going on. So we're going to jump right in. And per usual, we're going to touch on 5 points on this topic. And today's topic is quarantine, first thoughts. So we're going to go ahead and get started on each point I have for us today. And I really want you to think honestly about each of the points that we're going to talk about today. Think deep and long, because honestly, how we handle this situation is going to have lasting effects on how our children handle a situation like this in their lifetime. So our first point of today is, what does this make you feel immediately? So think, when you heard the word quarantine, or even when you heard the word virus or whatever, you know, when you saw that first news report, what did you think immediately? Think honestly about that. I'll be honest, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, surely it wouldn't come over here to the U.S. It's way over there. Or, oh, surely, you know, it's not as bad as they think it is. But, hunty, let me tell you, it is just as bad as they said it was. And so I don't want that to be where you stay, though, because a lot of times if what we feel immediately is where we stay, it will change the trajectory of our outcome. So think closely about that. What was the first thing you thought immediately? And I would even encourage you to write it down. And to match that with your true in-depth feelings of how you expressed it on the outside for your family to see. So how did you feel about that immediately? Point number two is come to grips. Okay. So when I say come to grips, I think come to reality. Like, what is the truth of the matter? Is it close by? Is it, you know, something that you're going to deal with on a personal level? What do you need to really do to get in motion with what you're dealing with? And how are you going to handle it in a reality type of situation? Look at the truth. Okay, so is this in my community? How do I react to this? What am I hearing on news feeds? What are the truths that you need to come to grips with? Because a lot of times when we hear something that could be traumatizing or could cause a reaction from us, we can go into a ball and get straight up wrapped up in denial. So we need to come to grips with the truth. We can't just hide in our homes and think, oh, this isn't really happening, because the truth is this is really happening. And we have to come to grips with that reality. This is happening. How should I be handling what is happening? How am I going to really respond to this thing? So I encourage you, come to grips with this is happening in our world, and this is going to affect us in one way or another. Hiding under a rock is not going to help us. Hiding from the truth of what's going on is also not going to help us. And hiding from what you're dealing with inside is definitely not going to help. So when we come to reality grip, we also need to come to reality of how we are personally feeling. Write down those feelings. Ask God how to deal with those feelings. But not only that, be honest with yourself, because when we're not honest with ourselves, it's evident, because things are happening around us that we aren't fully grasping and we aren't fully putting our wisdom to, because we're so busy hiding in this fake false reality that we've created for ourselves so we can survive. But the truth is, in order to survive and thrive, we have to live in the reality of what's really happening around us. So once again, come to grips with the truth of what's happening. Come to grips with the truth of how you feel about what's happening. And then we can go to the next point, which is come back down. Sometimes when we hear something crazy or when we get some crazy news, we go to this extreme, right? Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh my gosh, I'm so sad. Oh my gosh, I'm this, I'm that.
But once you make it up to that high level of emotion, you can come to grips with what's happening, and then you need to come back down. Okay, let's be rational. Be rational, be level-headed. What's going to actually make sense in this circumstance? Who is looking at me? Because as a mom, one of the hardest parts of dealing with something massive like a quarantine and a severe virus going around is that your kids are looking at you for stability. So if you're freaking out and you can't get a grip on reality and you can't get a grip on your emotions, guess what? Your kids are going to feed off of that. And even your spouse will feed off of that. And they will be like, oh, well, mama is losing her mind, so maybe I should be losing my mind. Or mama can't seem to understand why we don't need 5 million rolls of toilet paper. Maybe we do need 5 million rolls of toilet paper. But that is something we have to come down off of. So once we have made the point, okay, this is really happening. Okay, this is how I feel, but this is not where I can stay. We have to come back and be rational. Okay, what do we know to be true? Okay, great. This is how I'm going to deal with what I know to be true. And rationalize where you are. If this situation is not your personal situation you're dealing with, how do you handle what you're dealing with right now? How do you prepare your children to digest what is happening right now? And keep a level head about yourself, you know, because honestly, when we keep a level head, we can digest information in a more logical, in a more functional way. But when we are up to level 10 in the anxiety realm, it's hard to digest any information, let alone how you should handle a quarantine situation, right? So we have to come down. And the way we come down leads us to the next point. And that is to remember, right? To remember whose we are, what we have, how we've been contained this entire time, and to change the course of your mind, right? Because sometimes when we go through a situation like we're going through right now, the hard thing is that we get some kind of amnesia. Right. We forget that God is still on the throne. We forget that God is still God. Like, I don't know what happens in our minds, but it's almost like we forget that he exists when we go through a point of trauma or a point of like uncomfortable change or something that makes us question everything. We forget who he is. But when you're trying to come back down and be rational and level headed, the best way to do that is to remember who is in control. And Psalm 84:12 says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. And I'm going to tell you the truth. When you are not level-headed and your mind is all over the place, the best way to get yourself back in line is to remember who you have put your trust in. That, and I'm loving so much that our Christian brothers and sisters and our church family across the world are putting their hope in Psalm 91. That is so encouraging. And even just the first verse of Psalm 91 is so incredibly encouraging to us. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. So we don't abide in a virus, right? We abide in the Almighty God. So when you are struggling to come back down to reality and be level-headed, we can remember verses like this, right? He who dwells in, and I don't know if you know what dwell mean. It means to abide and remain, to stay. So we can't be shifty-minded if we are dwelling, right? But that is a choice. We have to choose to dwell in the presence of the Almighty God. Like, it's not just going to happen because we exist. We have to choose to dwell. And, you know, honestly, it's hard for us to even choose that, because sometimes we hand over our choice to our emotion and we lose it all, right? We lose it all. But we don't have the space and time for that. We don't have the space and time to just lose it all and give all of our choice and our reality over to our emotion. Because guess what? Emotions are about as shifty as the waves in the sea. And that brings me to our final point of the day. Do you want to be the Bowie of your family, or the buoy of your family, better yet, or the wave? You know, we can choose to be the wave and be all over the place and be freaked out and full of angst and, oh, we got to get last rolls of toilet paper. Oh, we got to get the last can of beans. In reality, we gonna all end up with all this stuff that we not gonna use. But okay, we gonna skip right over that. You know, we're gonna end up with all these different things. But it's because we're so busy on the wave of emotion and fear and angst that we aren't being the buoys for our families. And I don't know about you, but I'm well aware that a family is very stabled by the emotion and the durability of the mom. And we have to be aware that people count on us to be the buoy. I keep calling this thing a buoy. I know it's a buoy, so please excuse me, to be the buoy of our family. You know, when you're out in the water and you're swimming and the waves get crazy, you're not going to hang on to another wave. You're going to hang on to the buoy that you see floating in the middle of the ocean. So I'm going to read to you 1 Corinthians 16:13, and it just so beautifully explains how we do that and how we're supposed to be as the buoy for our family. And it simply says this, starting in 13, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. It's that simple. Stand strong on what you know. Stand firm in your faith. Be watchful, but that doesn't mean be anxious. Be watchful. That's wisdom. That is not, oh God, I'm so afraid. I have to look to make sure there's nothing crazy happening around me at all times. No, that is not what the word says. Watchful is using your vision in wisdom. So we are to be watchful, stand firm in our faith, act like men, and be strong. This is not for the wimps, you know? And many times people say things like, Christianity is for wimps. No, because we are the ones who are called to stand strong and to be firm in our faith and to not be moved. But also, verse 14, let all that you do be done in love. So while we're standing firm, we can't be so isolated that we're not reaching out to others, checking on other people, and, you know, totally, you know, to the extreme, like, I ain't even talk to other people. That's how, you know, isolated I'm going to be. My social distance is, you know, you have to be mindful of that, because some things like this can cause you to forget that you are in the family of Christ. And that is the last thing we want to do today. So today we are choosing to have this as our final thought for today. Today's takeaway is, I will be the buoy, not the wave. I hope you guys were blessed by this today. I hope it was a timely message, because I know I had to go through all these thoughts on my own. And I just want to be that friend, that sister that stands with you in this crazy time we're going through, and let you know you are not alone. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.